Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pro Bowl left tackle Joe Staley of the San Francisco 49ers. Welcome to 49ers.com Niner Talk Podcast. Here's your host, Taylor Price.
Welcome back to Niner Talk on 49ers.com. Taylor Price joined by three-time Pro Bowl, three-time All-Pro punter Andy Lee. Have another great season for the 49ers. And Andy, I want to ask you about yesterday's practice. Just an amazing sight to have Willie Mays speak to the team and sign autographs. What was just your reaction and thoughts on just Willie Mays being here and being so nice to the guys?
Oh, I mean, it's a really cool thing, especially when you get somebody of, I guess, that stature of to come in and just to be able to see him and meet him and he signed some balls for the guys, and I got one myself, and it's just neat to be able to be around a legend, you know. So just being in the presence of, you know, of him and just seeing him, and it was a real neat honor.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with the baseball scene here in the Bay Area with the Oakland A's and the San Francisco Giants both winning their divisions. But, you know, we were out there in New York and Ohio, Minnesota, a long trip, and and we got to ask you about the Handles ice cream, because every day guys were over there, and a lot of people pointed to you, Andy, as the kind of the ringleader, as the ice cream movement, so to speak. So tell us about Handles ice cream, how much you enjoyed it, and some flavors that stood out to you the most.
Well, it's definitely the best ice cream I've ever had. I'm a big fan of, there's two that I love. S'mores is ridiculous, and the caramel apple is really good. So, and the caramel apple literally tasted like you were biting into a caramel apple every time you took a bite of the ice cream. And there were some other cool ones. I had the Graham Central Station, I think. The butter pecan was pretty good. They have a deep dish apple pie ice cream that tastes like deep dish apple pie. It's pretty ridiculous how good they taste. But I think I had it 9 times while we were there. And most of the time I had the s'mores and the caramel apple. It's amazing ice cream.
Definitely. I mean, I myself had some mint chips, some cookies and cream, all that. All those were really good. But, you know, look at yourself as a punter. Most people don't expect you to kind of be able to eat that like that. And talking to some of the guys around here in the locker room, they know that Andy can kind of compete. He's one of the biggest eaters we have. But tell us about how much you kind of keep yourself in shape, and you can eat pretty much whatever you want and not really have to worry about it.
I mean, I just can eat. I guess I have a high metabolism. I mean, I do some workouts here and there, but as of right now, kind of banged up a little bit. So luckily the metabolism just kicks in and lets me eat, and I love to eat. It's a good thing when you, and it's funny because Dave will be sitting there eating, and Dave will just say, I just look at your food and gain weight. Like, so I mean, it's a blessing to be able to eat a lot, and I enjoy it.
No competitive eating in your future when you're punting the way you are. I mean, last week you pinned two balls inside the 3-yard line, I believe, and could have used that right leg in the Ryder Cup. I mean, getting the ball so close to the pin. I mean, down at the 1-yard line, your coverage units were down there covering the ball. And last season, you broke the NFL record for net yardage per punt, 44 yards per kick, and just a great collective unit. But this year, it looks like you guys are kind of maintaining that effort every week. And what was it like to have that success against the Jets and really pin their offense back and get the ball back to your offense?
Oh, I mean, it's big. I mean, that's my job. I take good pride in trying to do whatever I can do, and then I have a great supporting cast. I mean, we have a great long snapper in Brian that gets the ball to me so I can do my job and not have to worry about anything else. Our guys protect well. They cover well. You know, we had that one little snafu, I guess you would say, in Green Bay. And, you know, besides that, everything's been really solid. And just looking forward to continuing to, you know, do whatever I can do to help this team to win. And it helps out when you have those guys, I guess, kind of working for you, I guess you would say, in that capacity. It's a great honor to just be able to go out and do things for this team and help us win.
I don't think anyone's holding that against you. I mean, that was clearly a block in the back in Green Bay. But, you know, moving forward, we just came off a 10-day road trip, 3 different states. I mean, it was a long time away, and you're back in the Bay Area. We have 3 home games in a row, and starts this Sunday against the Buffalo Bills, who are looking to get back in the win column. What's it like kind of building this kind of home field advantage at Candlestick? Going off the postseason into these games, especially Detroit, that Sunday night game, the fans are really into it. I mean, as a player, How much more focus and excitement do you get going into a game knowing that the stadium's going to be sold out, that everyone's going to be dressed in red, and they're all really enthused to see what this team's going to do?
Oh, I think it makes a huge difference. I mean, our fans are great. We're playing great football. It definitely helps out to be at home. Not only you're playing at home, but you're at your house that you have here. You're with your family. You're at a familiar setting. You know, you don't have to worry about flying, you know, on a 5-hour flight before, you know, a couple days before the game. There's a lot of things that go into it, but definitely just the fans and the energy. It definitely gets your adrenaline up, and it makes you more confident.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to you do your thing. I mean, every time you pin the defense, or excuse me, the special teams back, and you're able to get some 50, 60-yard punts, and it's really exciting to watch. I mean, that's a really key part of the game, is to pin those guys back. But I want to switch gears here and ask you a little bit about golf, because I know you're a big golf guy, especially with Brian and David. You guys get to go out as a threesome and play the links and just be competitive within that. So favorite part about playing golf, why do you do it, and maybe your favorite course here in the Bay Area that you've got a chance to play?
I would definitely say that the reason I play golf is because it's something I've played sports since I was since I can remember. So it's been my life. So I know when I'm done with this, more than likely I'm going to be able to play golf until basically I can't walk. So it's a good competitive sport. It's hard. It's always challenging. It's just fun, especially playing with these guys. You kind of, you know, just get more camaraderie together. And as far as favorite golf courses around here, I've played a lot that I really like. I played San Francisco Golf Club, which is a private course up, you know, in San Francisco. It's awesome. Cal Club in South San Francisco is awesome. Pebble Beach, awesome. I'd say those are probably my favorites here. But as far as just an everyday track that we'll go out and just play, is probably Cinnabar Hills.
Well, there you have it. A lot of great golf courses to check out. And if you want Andy Lee to play on your course, you can tweet him at Andy4Lee, and I think he'll bring the sticks with him and try to test out your course. Right, Andy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Cypress Point, Augusta, you know, I can always make a trip for those courses.
Definitely want to have an all-pro punter check out your golf course. Hit him up on Twitter. And Andy, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate talking the ice cream, reliving those good memories, and another big win in New York, and look forward to keeping this thing going.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What's up? It's Anthony Davis, starting right tackle for the 49ers, and you're listening to the only official 49ers podcast.
Welcome back to the latest edition of Niner Talk on 49ers.com. Taylor Price joined by BuffaloBills.com writer Chris Brown. Chris does a great job covering the Bills inside and out, and being with a team like you are every day. Chris, just want to know the locker room's mood coming off of last week's disappointing loss to the New England Patriots. How are guys looking to bounce back this week against the San Francisco 49ers?
Well, I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick said on Monday that, you know, a big division loss like the one they had at the hands of the Patriots last week was going to linger a little bit, but they said, you know, come the end of Monday, they had to push that one aside and get ready for the 49ers. I think they have a great deal of respect for the caliber of opponent that they believe the 49ers are. And it was interesting earlier this week that Channing Gailey felt that the mental toughness of his team needed to be revisited after the way they performed in blowing a 21-7 lead to the Patriots last week on their home field. So I think they're trying to recapture some of the success they had when they won in weeks 2 and 3, and I think they believe it starts with you know, their mental fortitude more than anything else, knowing they're going against a very physical football team in San Francisco.
And going into every week, you know, you think you have an idea of how the NFL is going to play out, but like we see any given Sunday, no matter who's playing who, it's going to be a competitive game, 60-minute football game. And you look at Fitzpatrick, 12 touchdown passes, third quarterback in Bills history with multi-touchdown games to start a season the first 4 weeks. It looks like this is the matchup. They're going to go wide and kind of spread the ball out against the 49ers, who are known to stop the run. What are your thoughts just on the way Fitzpatrick's coming along, and do you look to spread the ball out against this 49ers defense?
Well, I mean, you know, they're 3 wide and 4-by-1 set are their most popular formations, but they run out of that formation an awful lot as well. I think Fred Jackson and C.J. Spiller are probably their two biggest offensive weapons, no disrespect to the likes of Stevie Johnson or their tight end Scott Chandler, but I think they know those two guys are their biggest playmakers. Now, they'll split them out wide, and they'll be part of those 3 and 4 wide sets, but they're not shy about spreading out a defense to create more lanes for their backs to run with the football, because very often they'll line up in that 4-by-1 and then run out of it, and it's, you know, why they're a top 5 rushing offense. So sometimes you can be deceived by the look that, you know, the Bills will give defenses, not to say that Fitzpatrick won't throw the ball around either, The problem there, though, is he's been turning it over way too much. He's second in the league in interceptions with 7. Only Tony Romo has more with 8.
And one thing that makes every week exciting is the special details within a game. For example, I read on your website, 2 of your players are returning to Northern California, and they'll probably be excited to be playing in front of their home friends and family. Just tell us about Stevie Johnson and looking forward to being back in Northern California.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he played junior college out there, but then went to Kentucky his last 2 years of college. And, you know, knowing that the Bills don't get out to San Francisco to play the 49ers, but once every 8 years, knowing San Fran comes here in between with the rotational schedule, this is his first opportunity to play out there in front of friends and family, and he's going to have a whole host of them being a Bay Area native. And, you know, Andy Levitre's from Santa Cruz, and so he intends to have about 50 tickets he's going to have to scoop up for this game for friends and family that he'll have out there. So certainly for those guys, it's an exciting thing. I mean, Andy had told us this week that he did play in the Giants park for a bowl game back in college, but other than that, nobody's been in the NFL stadium in San Francisco among those two guys.
Defensively, there's one guy in particular I really wanted to ask you about. He's got a similar name to a 49ers player in Kyle Williams, but your Kyle Williams is slightly heavier at 330 pounds, but pretty much moves just as well as our receiver. Very athletic, big man, and Jim Harbaugh talked about one of the best defensive lines we're going to face all season and said it was the equivalent of facing a Justin Smith, which was pretty high praise. So Kyle Williams is a guy you're working with every day. What type of character is he and player? What can he bring to a Bills defense in this matchup against Frank Gore and the 49ers?
He's a lunch pail player all the way. All he cares about is playing, and he's a motor player just like Justin Smith. I think Coach Harbaugh probably hit the nail on the head there. They are cut from the same cloth in terms of style of player. The thing that most impresses me, though, about Kyle is his mental approach to the game. This guy snips out schemes, run plays, stores them away in his memory bank, so if he sees the same thing again later, even in the same game, he's on top of it in a second. He's really been responsible for helping to bring Marcell Dareus along on the defensive interior there in terms of shouting at him and telling him what to expect, what's coming on the next play based on how the opposing offense is lining up. So not much really gets past Kyle from a mental perspective, and that only helps him all the more in terms of his execution on the field.
That's a great point. There's so much mentorship that goes on within the NFL, and you look at Fred Jackson and C.J. Spiller working in tandem, really look like a nice 1-2 punch for you guys. Health-wise, are they getting back into full form, or do you expect maybe Fred Jackson to be more of the relied player this week?
Yeah, I mean, both of them told me on Wednesday that they feel better at that point this week than they did last week. So they both felt they came through last week's game okay, no worse for the wear. So as far as they're concerned, they're still on the road to full recovery. I mean, maybe Fred's 95%. If he's not 100%, he's still going to wear that knee brace this week, which he did last week coming off the LCL sprain in week one. And CJ, you know, said his shoulder's no worse for the wear either. They're just going to continue to get treatment. Neither of them have missed a snap of practice. They've been full go. So, as I said earlier, with those two guys being two of the biggest playmakers on that offense, it really allows Chan Gailey to pick from the full expanse of his playbook in terms of, you know, a game plan for a very physical and solid 49ers defense.
Should be a physical game throughout the game, and you look at some of the matchups within the game. Anthony Davis maybe matching up against Mario Williams, still looking to assert himself on the defense. Just what matchup within the game do you see as maybe being the biggest key to Sunday's victor?
Well, I mean, I think the one that jumps out at me is Chris Hairston, the left tackle that's stepping in for the injured Cordy Glenn, the Bills' second-round pick, who's been real good and steady at the left tackle spot for the Bills. I mean, Hairston's got to step in here as a second-year guy and deal with, you know, Justin Smith and then Alden Smith and your guys' nickel packages. So to go from a power guy to a speed guy from down to down, series to series, I think it's going to be a pretty big task for him. Now, Fitzpatrick gets the ball out with their timing offense pretty quickly, usually in about 2.5 seconds, so that offers tackles an awful lot of help. And Hairston isn't wet behind the ears. I mean, he got 7 starts last year and played 13 games as a rookie, but still in all, road atmosphere, first start of the season, quality quality talent opposite him, I think that's going to be a matchup worth watching. And I think one that Bills fans will be certainly watching is the one that involves a former Bill in Dante Whitner, who's probably going to draw some coverage assignments against Buffalo's Scott Chandler, the tight end. I mean, Chandler leads the team in receiving touchdowns with four and had two last week. So he's coming into this game hot, and he's really raised his level of chemistry with Ryan Fitzpatrick in the passing game, particularly in the red zone.
Thanks for the kind of insight you're going to be reading this week on BuffaloBills.com. Chris Brown, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate the insight, and we look forward to this matchup on Sunday. Obviously, the dream matchup for Chris Berman. He picks our teams in the Super Bowl every year.
Yeah, it'll be good. Take care. We'll see you out there.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the latest edition of Niner Talk on 49ers.com. Taylor Price, want to say thanks to my guests, Pro Bowl punter Andy Lee and Chris Brown of BuffaloBills.com. If you're going to Candlestick, make sure you get there early. It's going to be a 1:25 Pacific time kickoff between the 2-2 Buffalo Bills and the 3-1 San Francisco 49ers. Like I said, it's going to be a busy weekend in the city with America's Cup, Giants Baseball, Bluegrass Festival, and Fleet Week all in the same weekend. So make sure you plan ahead with your public transportation or getting in there yourself on the freeway. Don't forget your non-perishable food item for the United Healthcare Healthy Food Drive this week. Donation drop-offs are located at every entrance. Finally, if the 49ers win on Sunday, everyone in attendance will receive a coupon for 2 free tacos courtesy of Jack in the Box upon exit. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to Niner Talk on 49ers.com. Make sure you download our Game Day Live app to get all your post-game content right on your smartphone. This is Taylor Price signing off.